Good morning. Thank you all who are here for getting up. I'm here for a couple of reasons, I guess. The good news is that I came to the very first orphans and was a participant sitting in the back, sitting very quietly. And here, 7 years later, I've moved up and I'm called moderator. So there's hope for all of you who aren't on the program this time. I'm moderator, I guess, because this great panel from Washington, D.C. had no idea what to do with me. And if Julian Bryan's little boy was coming to the orphans, he ought to be given a task. Really, my task is to introduce the three R's, Ray Farr, Regina Longo, and Russ Sunowick from the Washington, D.C. area, who have made true magic with my father's footage and material. And they're the ones who are presenting today, pretty much as listed. The wonderful thing that Dan Strebel and company have done about who the people are seems to me to be accurate enough, so I don't have to say too much about, and won't, about who they are, what they do. They're going to show you what they do. I find it, I guess a lot of you have had the same difficulty of, you know, being the son of or following in the tracks of or trying to do something. I find it strange to say, yeah, sure, my father was this or that, as he was. And yeah, I'm here because obviously he isn't and died over 30 years ago. I was reminded of a time in the early 70s when I was working hesitantly and part-time for him, when he had decided to do about 10 things too many one spring, and one of them was to accept a tour offered by the U.S. Commerce Department to go to the Middle East as a salesman. And I didn't know, I'm sure you all do, that the United States government, in its wisdom, actually has an officer, not part of the State Department at all, but part of the Commerce Department, whose task is to help businesses, small businesses, and in our case, a very small film company distributing 16-millimeter educational films, to help them get business. And he wanted to go. He'd never been to Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and so on, and he wanted to go, and I thought it would be a good chance to take a tour, whether it made any sense at all to try to sell 16-millimeter films in the Middle East. Well, he had gotten his shots, and he'd gotten his visas, and he'd gotten everything up to date, and he had a hotel and an air ticket and so on. And as you may guess, I never did. He called me into his office one day, and he said, boy, I got too much to do. I got to run this business, clearly meaning I wasn't up to it. And why don't you take my place and go to the Middle East? You've never been either. Well, it didn't take too long to, you know, complain about how busy I was and how many things I was doing to say, sure, free trip to the Middle East, I'll do it. So I got my visas, and I got a letter from my church that I hadn't been to for 40 years saying I was a card-carrying Christian so that I could get a visa to Saudi Arabia, and did, and sent into the Commerce Department a short biography, not as well written as the things Dan's group does here, and passport picture and so on. And when I finally did get off that plane at midnight in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, it turned out there were two or three other guys, all guys, of course, men, Muslims, or card-carrying Christians, on this Commerce Department trip, trying to sell everything from language labs to classroom furniture. And here I had my little suitcase with six 16-millimeter prints, which remarkably I did sell to the university in Kuwait. So I paid for one night in one hotel on this trip. But when I was met at the airport by the embassy people, they had this very slick, nicely printed blue and red, white, and blue brochure with all our pictures and bios on it, with the one slight, and I looked at it, and the guy said, we've got a problem, and he held it up to me, and it was all in Arabic. That was nice. And there were the pictures of these other guys who were with me, and that was nice, except smiling out on the right side of the brochure was my father's picture. And when I finally turned it over, there was my biography and my father's picture. So this 30-something kid has, with a black beard and some hair and a fairly thin face, I spent 2 weeks with his brochure explaining that the 75-year-old bald man, clean-shaven, was really not me and that it was somebody else. I still don't know who I am. That's why I'm here. And you're going to learn more about the older guy with clean-shaven from Ray Farr and Regina Longo and Russ Sunowick. Ray is the Steven Spielberg curator of absolutely everything in Washington, D.C.